This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckery Show live on this Tuesday evening with you. Coming off of, I think it's probably the most disappointing loss of the season, and I don't really think that there's a whole lot of doubt. Obviously a very ugly game, both on the field and weather and everything else that surrounded it, but we live to fight another day. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Scott Baer. He's the digital managing editor for AtlantaFalcons.com. You can follow Scott on his personal Twitter page, at Scott Baer NFL. And Scott, you know, listen, I know a lot of folks are really frustrated. They reach out to me on Twitter. I know everybody, you know, hears it and things like that. But still three games to go, and I don't think really anything is going to change too drastically, the quarterback aside. But nothing, I don't think, is going to happen over these next 3 weeks. They'll look at everything and analyze at the end of the season, and that maybe is when changes happen, but I don't think anything for now drastic is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you there. I don't think that the Falcons are going to make any rash choices. They're going to take some time, evaluate their situation coming out of these three games. Obviously, it's just so crazy, this eight-day swing, that they go into that Tampa Bay game trying to create separation in the NFC South, and they were talking about controlling their own destiny. And 8 games later, they're talking about being behind the pace in the NFC South and behind in the primary tiebreakers should everything get even at the end of the year. I think their playoff percentage, according to the New York Times playoff simulator, is about 11%. That's a lot of doom and gloom, and I think it's fair for fans to be frustrated. Arthur Smith said it's fair for fans to be frustrated. I'm frustrated. It's below expectation. But the fact of the matter is that we're at this stage in the year, and it has not turned out ultimately the way the Falcons wanted it to. I do not think we see any sort of in-season firing, anything like that. There's only 3 games left. Play out the string. See what happens.
You know, Scott, the thing that frustrates me the most about this season is everything really set up. And when I say that, the NFC South right now has the lowest winning percentage as a division in the history of the NFL. So since divisional play has taken place in the NFL, the NFC South right now in 2023 has the lowest winning percentage in NFL history. And they have played a bunch of, you know, first-time starting quarterbacks, guys that don't have a lot of experience, backup quarterbacks. They've played a lot of bad football teams. What frustrates me the most is they have not been able to take advantage of an ideal situation. Because, again, we can talk about winning the division. If you win the division, no matter how bad you are, you play a first-place schedule last year or next year. Because, again, that's how the pecking order of divisional play works. And everything's set up schedule-wise for the Falcons, and yet they have not been able to take advantage of any of it.
Yeah, I have this theory that if you can take care of business against the weaker teams and then go 500 against the like better squads, you're going to end up in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. 500 against good teams, clean house against teams that you should beat, right? And you look at their strength of schedule, both before the season and now that the season has gone on, they've faced a bunch of teams that look beatable on paper, that teams that have struggled. And when you look back at the track record, you are what your record says that you are. But I think that there's an additional level of context that I'm glad that you brought up, is that there's a loss to the 3-win Cardinals. There's a loss to the 2-win Panthers. There's a loss to the 4-win, the wheels have completely come off, Washington Commanders. And those, and you mentioned those quarterbacks. They faced four quarterbacks making their NFL debut or their first start with the team that season. Kyler Murray, Will Levis, Dobbs, and of course Bryce Young at the start of the season. And ultimately, those are opportunities that you look at and you feel like you've got to take advantage of those. And I think that they've been in position to take advantage of those, but there's so many buzzwords now, critical mistakes, these types of things where it's not whether they're going to make the critical mistakes or not, it's whether they can overcome them, right? And they haven't overcome them enough, even against, as you put it, a schedule that was ripe for the picking.
Digital managing editor for the AtlantaFalcons.com, Scott Baer, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Now, I'm going to say it like this. I understand the idea of drafting best player available or different things like that. I get that argument, okay? But I think at this point, no matter where the Falcons end up, whether they end up winning the division and it's somewhere 19, 20, whatever, or if things bottom out and they're in the top 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever, I think you have to go quarterback. And I don't really think that there is much of an option right now. Even if you think Desmond Ridder is the guy, I think you have to pull the string on a first-round quarterback and just roll the dice on it. And listen, more than likely, you're not going to hit on that pick because very rarely do, you know, it's only about 45% success rate in first-round quarterbacks. But this feels like a spot where you have to pull the trigger on a quarterback in the first round.
I think when you look at it, I think it's fair to say that Atlanta needs to be in the quarterback market next year. I think it's hard to assume that you can go in with the same signal callers, both of which are under contract, Desmond and Taylor Heinicke, both of which are under contract, and then just kind of add competition. I think it is time to go out and try to establish that type of first-round talent. I think that's a possibility because if you dip into free agency or trades, sometimes you're dealing with two things. One, the quarterback market ain't going down, mm-hmm. right? And it's not about who's the best quarterback. It's about who's available next. Like, everybody hates Derek Carr's contract. Well, he was the next dude available, right? So that is the trend going upward. So how much money do you want to invest in an older player, or if you trade with someone on their rookie deal? I get asked about Justin Fields all the time. He's going to go into his third year, meaning you're closer to an extension than you've ever been, right? That math gets a little choppier, and I'm not saying that Justin Fields is the guy. I'm just saying if you were to trade for a guy on his rookie contract, you're already eating into that. So you look to the draft, you look to I'm no draft expert, but from what I've heard and read, sounds like a deep quarterback draft class. And you go out there, and when you talk about first-round quarterbacks, right, there's another element here. Because sometimes it's not just sit around and wait at whatever position you're at. It's about, did you fall in love with one? Do you really believe in one? And what kind of capital is it going to take to get it? So free agency-wise, trade-wise, or having to trade up in the draft, getting a quarterback is an expensive proposition, and that's why, even though the percentages, as you brought up, are low, it's something that the Falcons, in my opinion, have to entertain as we move forward.
You know, Scott, even Dan Quinn got to a point where he had to give up defensive play calling and give up running the defense and things like that and turn it over to other people. You know, if Arthur Smith is going to be here next year, do they need to get a quarterback coach or let somebody else call the plays or just something different, a different voice and somebody different that looks at this offense, whether it's from 30,000 feet or 3 feet, but somebody else that looks at this unit and says, I can do something with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With it.
Yeah, I'm going to say something that I think a lot of your listeners probably won't like. I think Arthur Smith is a really creative offensive mind who understands the flow of a game and can be a pretty good play caller. That's what I think. I can hear the outrage in your phone lines filling up quickly, but I'm going to stick with that. But I will go back to, I think what is a larger point here is that to get another voice in the room is not a bad idea, especially when it comes to maybe somebody from a, you know, kind of passing game specialist or somebody with somebody else to add to this mix. I don't think that can hurt. I feel like as you move forward, right, when you're talking about no matter how this season ends up, unless it ends up with a playoff berth, I think you have to do what the Falcons have been pretty good at and what Arthur Smith has been really good at is being objective and understanding what's right, what's wrong. Is everything on the table? And everything has to be on the table. Expanding your staff, I don't think Arthur Blank would hide his checkbook if they wanted to go hire another kind of top-level offensive mind. I think adding that to the mix, trying to change some things up, trying to improve some things can only help.
So looking at, you know, moving forward, you know, this is a tough test this weekend. You know, Indy, you know, for all the Gardner Minshew and all this kind of stuff, they've played well. I mean, that division has been, you know, kind of creeping upward as far as how good Jacksonville has played. And, you know, again, I know the loss, you know, on Monday or Sunday night or whatever it was. But again, Jacksonville has played well, you know, of late. Indianapolis has played well, you know, of late. You look at the rest of the way, this is not going to be easy. And I know the idea, yes, it's been bad teams that we're playing, but anytime you go to New Orleans and play, when you're playing the Colts, you know, that's kind of a little bit on the rise. Like, this is not going to be a very easy task to try to find whether it's one, two, or three wins the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult, and I've been slow to acknowledge Indianapolis as a real contender. I just kind of look at the roster, and you've seen Minshew, and I always had an eyebrow raised, like, when's the bottom going to fall out of this little run? But I can't help but acknowledge the fact that they're 8-6, and they're tied for the division lead, and they got a lot to play for. The one thing that I will say is this is a good character group in the locker room. I know fans care about wins and losses and what happens on Sunday, but I think in order to get this thing pointed in the right direction, to go out there and win a game, I think that the leadership is good enough to keep everybody focused and pointing in that direction. But if you go back to the start of the season, maybe you look at that Colts game and you go, W, right? Green pen. Now I think it's pretty much up in the air. And after the last two games, you have to put everything up in the air, because you look at Chicago, they've won some, and they look pretty dynamic at times with what Justin Fields and DJ Moore can do. And as you pointed out, New Orleans may be playing for all the marbles. Maybe the Falcons are playing for all the marbles then. So I do think that in terms of easier stretches of the season, this is not one.
Scott, last question for you. And the other part of this, too, is I know a lot of fans, and I say fans because they have the emotional investment, and I get that. But they look at the move with Heinicke as, you know, tanking or whatever, or, you know, the Falcons are going to throw in the towel. I say this all the time, Scott. If you're a player and you put quit on tape, you won't play in the league anymore. Coaches don't want to see that. Front office personnel don't want to see that. So I expect them, coaching, playing, whatever, they're going to come out and fire their missiles. But they are not going to tank and try to quit. And I know that's a convenient narrative. But if you do those kinds of things, you won't be in the league.
Yeah, go back and watch that Chargers-Raiders tape, right? The Chargers, and I've covered both of those teams, Chargers look like they handed it in, right? That's not what we've ever seen from this Atlanta team. And I look at the move to Heinicke, I think that's a tanking move. I think it's the opposite. I think that Arthur Smith is trying to look at it and figure, what gives us the best chance to win? This team needs to win. It needs to win three games. It needs to win the next game, something to get them off of this current trend that they're on, which is a struggling offense and a defense that looks pretty good until the last drive of the game, right? And that somehow those things have to be remedied. And I think that they look at it and they see, look, Desmond Ridder maybe is a better quarterback overall than Heinicke, but when you look at it, you cannot afford he has six red zone turnovers. You cannot afford that. Taylor Heinicke, I think they look at it as gives them the best chance to win, can avoid those critical errors in those moments, and give them a shot. And that's really what they need. I look at this team as still believing that it's alive, still hungry, and trying to fix these things, because ultimately their expectation is as high as anybody's. Calais Campbell, Jesse Bates cannot stop saying, Caden Ellis, we expected to go on runs, and that's not happening. And I think that's disappointing. I think there's a lot of pride in that room. There's a lot of veterans in that room that are not going to lie down for any circumstance, because as you pointed out, it's always about the next contract, right? It's always about your standing and respect in the league, and you need to put your best out there or you'll get exposed, and everybody in the league will notice that. So whether you're pulling for the team, you're pulling for the logo on the side of the helmet, the name on the back of the jersey, you want to show well. I believe the Falcons will do whatever they can to show well. Whether that ends up in a victory, time will tell, but I don't question their effort.
Well, I'll leave you with this, Scott. The only thing I know for sure about the future of the Falcons is that I don't know anything. So we'll see what happens. He is the digital managing editor for AtlantaFalcons.com. Scott Baer joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Check out his personal Twitter page, at Scott Baer NFL. And Scott, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show. I know it's not fun times for any of us, but appreciate you coming on and having a good chat with me as always.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. And I always like the rational discourse. Sometimes you don't get that very much, but I will always take that when I can get it. Thank you very much for the time, sir.
Yep. Thanks, Scott. John Chuck, we will be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.